The General Assembly's abrupt departure this week from its annual session obscured the end of another, gentler era. Mike Miller, the longest-serving state Senate president, was missing. WYPR's Karen Hosler reports.
Mike Miller ran the Maryland Senate like a stand-up comedian with a bit of a bite.
Has everybody recorded their presence in the chamber? Senator from District 24, you want to put your newspaper down? Record your presence in the chamber? Thank you so much. Record your presence, Senator.
That Senator, Joanne Benson, paused at first, then joined her laughing colleagues as she later explained.
I was absolutely not offended by his remarks at all, by his remarks. I just thought, like everybody else, that it was Senator Miller and himself.
Miller, 77, served an astonishing 33 years as Senate president, the longest tenure in that post in the nation. He stepped down from that role when the 2020 General Assembly convened in January and joined newcomers on the back benches. He was battling prostate cancer but wasn't willing to give up. Yet he missed the abrupt end of this year's session, prompted by the coronavirus health emergency, because he had been hospitalized for more than a week, complaining of pain. In any case, his extraordinary half century of Senate service reflects a gift for the wheeling and dealing of legislative politics that won't easily be matched. Maryland Health Secretary and former Republican Senator Robert Neal, who is among Miller's closest friends, said a key element of his success is his self-deprecating personality.
A lot of people saw the all shucks, Southern Maryland, good old boy, health fellow, well met. He was probably the smartest and shrewdest person I've ever encountered in my life, but he operated behind that facade. He had more gears than a semi's transmission.
Steny Hoyer, the Democratic leader of the U.S. House of Representatives and a former Maryland Senate president, spoke of Miller's intelligence.
He hid a brilliant mind behind this sort of rough exterior. And that's why he was president of the Senate for longer than any other person in history.
Miller, Hoyer, and Neal were all products of Southern Prince George's County politics, based in a 100-year-old country store in Clinton, owned by the Miller family, that specializes in liquor and beef. Hoyer fought off tears as he reflected recently on how Miller's ailing health seemed to have made him more mellow.
Mike has said some things, you know, very warm, endearing things when we met, which I've appreciated. And, you know, you're sad that having that kind of conversation with somebody you've known for so long.
During this session, Miller has clearly been in pain. He recently rated it at 8 on a scale of 10. Neal said Miller's decision to stay in the Senate came at a price.
I think that he loved the Senate so much that he felt like he couldn't preside over it anymore because he didn't have the energy and the strength and the stamina to do it. But he didn't want to walk away.
Miller and former House Speaker Michael Bush were longtime co-leaders of Maryland's legislative politics, known as the Mikes. It was just about a year ago that Miller, guiding the Senate through a voting session, shared the news of a grave illness that would take Bush the day before the 2019 session ended.
You know, I talk with him as best we can, but he really, really, really is suffering from pneumonia, and we don't think he's going to be back. But he's a fighter. We hope he comes back, but we'll do the best we can.
Now, Mike Miller is doing the best he can. I'm Karen Hosler, reporting from Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.